written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back to the program. Time once again, we're going to turn to our helpful money advisor. I'm Johnny Dean. And our money advisor, of course, our man with the plan, Professor Rick Plum. Rick's here with me from Lucia Capital Group. Once again, getting started on a new week to answer all of your money questions. And, of course, we're going to talk strategy with you. A lot of strategy to discuss this hour. A bunch to discuss. Now, we're going to take a couple of calls. I know I had some folks on hold. We'll see if they can hang on for just a moment. We'll get them set up. And assuming we do, we will talk in just a little while. At some point, not too long from now, we're going to talk about Roth conversions, as we mentioned this on the program last Friday. Who should consider doing a Roth conversion? Are tax brackets important? Hint, yes. And where does the Roth 401k fit into all of this? It probably fits somewhere. Something else. Some Social Security strategies may also play a role in this whole Roth conversion thing, and we're going to tell you how, along with everything else that you need to know, coming up in just a couple of moments here on the program. We're also going to get to your phone calls, your emails, so just keep this phone number close by, all right? 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. If you got a money question, you can get your answers right here, right now, from the Brain Trust. Emails, you send them to us right here via our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. We'd love to hear from you, of course. Whatever comments, questions, concerns that you have, you can send them to us here via email. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, signed, sealed, delivered. He's yours this hour. You can reach him at, or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, we call them. You call this off-air number if you want to talk off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. I've asked this before, I'll ask it again. How do you know that you're on track with your retirement goals? How do you know that your financial plan is addressing your most vital needs when it comes time for you to retire? Well, you can find out right here. This is not something you should attempt to do on your own. You need to call the Brain Trust, get the advice and the experience of the folks who do this every single day. Give them your situation, make sure you're on the right path. Off air, their number again, 800-644-1150. Or even quicker, you can call us here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. A couple of lines open. I said we got some folks on hold that had called before the show, so we're going to take care of everybody. If you're on hold, don't go away. We will get to you in just a couple of moments before, I would guess before the break. We will, as I said, talk in just a couple of moments about Roth conversions as well. Tax brackets are an important thing. Are they not, Professor Plum?
Well, a lot of what we're dealing with Roths revolves around taxes. I mean, if we had no taxes, Roths wouldn't be a big deal. If we had no taxes, you know, IRAs wouldn't be a big deal. But we do, and they are, and they matter. Taxes do. That's the case. Hmm. So, yes.
This whole life, no taxes, huh? Hmm. Wait a minute. Let's just think about this for a moment. No taxes. I like that idea. I mean, we actually get to keep our money instead of just throwing it down the garbage chute? Huh. I hadn't thought about that. All right. Well, let's give that some thought. We're going to, as I said, we'll take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Let's head first to Irvin in Sterling, Virginia. Hello, Irvin.
Oh, hi, Johnny Dean. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, are we on the right track in terms of our investment? We've invested in 2009 of February. About $180,000.
Good timing.
Yeah.
And, in May of 2016, we have about 634,000. But we've been putting in money every year, like about between Roth IRA and the equities, about 44,500.
That's great. How old are you?
I'm 46.
Well, you're doing very well. And your spouse?
She's about 50.
Okay. What is this money supposed to do for you? You're saving it, obviously, for something in the future, probably retirement, right?
Yes.
When is retirement going to happen by, if you had the chance to choose?
Oh, I mean, we're going to be working maybe another 25 years, maybe.
Okay, so 70 and 75. Okay.
Yeah.
And when you ultimately do retire, how much income will you need to be able to retire?
As for now, our income is like, our expenses is like maybe
we would need 50,000.
like 10,000 a month, or I don't know, 5,000 to 7,000 a month.
Okay. So let's say that you keep doing exactly what you're doing. You have 634,000 in your portfolio right now, and you add another, what did you say, 44,500 every year for the next 20 years. And let's not be so aggressive as what you've been able to accomplish. Even just at a 5% rate of return, that's over $3 million. That's a 5%. Now, I don't know what you're going to actually earn between now and over the next 20 years. 5% seems a little low, but $3 million is, you know, a fairly conservative estimate based on what you're doing 20 years from now. And that, you know, that should give you $10,000 a month. Now, the problem with $10,000 a month 20 years from now is it doesn't spend the same as $10,000 a month today, right?
Right.
So you're going to have to earn something more than 5% or add something more if the entire $10,000 has to come only from the portfolio. Now, you're working and you're paying either into a pension or getting some Social Security at some point in the future. And it will be there in some form. And so how much are you earning right now? What's your salary?
Between the two of us, like around 150 a year.
Okay, so between the two of you, you should probably get around $4,000 a month in Social Security. So that's going to make up a big chunk of it. So are you on the right track? Yes, you are on the right track. You're 45 and 50 years of age. You're not going to retire for 20 years. Being fairly aggressive, continuing to, you know, stay with majority equities is on track. Now, do you have an emergency fund? Do you have any debt? Do you have anything that you could pay off other than the house, maybe?
No. Our house is paid off.
Oh, even the house is paid off. Okay. So you've got very low outflow from fixed expenses, and that's why you can save 44,000. So we can save almost a third of what you're making. That's a very good deal. I think that you're on the right track. Now, whether you keep it all, you know, the pedal on the metal and keep going for the gusto, or whether you pare off some of it and put it into something a little bit more conservative than all equities, that's an emotional decision. You could take maybe at $150,000 or so and put it into a more balanced approach. But as long as you've got 20 years, I don't have a problem with what you're doing. And between what you're doing, getting a 5%+ rate of return over the next 20 years, even if all you did was 7%, now again, 7% isn't a guarantee either, but that puts you over almost $4.5 million 20 years from now. So that gives you even more money plus whatever Social Security. You should be able to, you're on track to get $10,000 a month.
I see. What is the annualized rate of return based on the numbers I gave you since we started in 2009 and then?
Well, were you putting in 44,000 the whole time?
That's an average when I calculated. Every year is kind of like different, but that's the average that I calculated, 44,500 per year.
Well, that will change the actual rate of return from 2009 to so we got, what, 7 years, 7.25 years?
Yep.
Yes, 7 years.
We'll see. So that's about a 9% rate of return, give or take. It's not exact because the amount of money that you're adding to it has a big impact. The more money you're adding to it, obviously, the rate of return is less to be able to get to the point you're at now. If you hadn't put anything in, it would have been a fairly high rate of return, but you have been putting money in. And money you put in early has a bigger effect on the long-term rate of return that you actually achieved than the money you put in late. So if you put in a lot in 2009 and 10, the rate of return actually wasn't as good as 9%. If you put the majority of it in the last couple of years, your rate of return was actually better than 9%. But it's a decent rate of return. You did well. But a lot of it came from, remember, you've been doing it for, you put in, you know, 44,500, you know, seven times. You put in $300,000+. So you had 100, you added more than 300. So you basically took 400,000 and turned it into 600. Still a good thing. So it sounds like if you said, this is like what the Beardstown ladies did. They said, yeah, we started with 100,000, we turned it into 600,000 in 5 years. That's an incredible rate of return. We also put 300,000 in over the 6 years, 7 years. Okay, that's the different rate of return because of the money going in. But it's still 9%+ probably on your overall rate of return. That's a reasonable, that's a good deal.
Okay, so bottom line is we're doing good as long as we become consistent.
Yes, the more consistent, the more automatic, and the more time, the better you're doing. I think you're on track, especially if you're going to retire at 65, 70.
Yeah, you got time on your side.
Okay, thank you so much for your advice.
You're welcome, Irvin. Hold on, if you want to go over this a little bit more detail and maybe get a plan worked out here with Professor Rick Plum. So don't go away. Hang on a second.
And now, with the money he already has accumulated, he may not want to be purely aggressive invested. And I mentioned that earlier, taking some of it, bringing it down into more moderate area, because now with the money we have,
you got your goals almost set.
We're worried about losing
part
of the money we have. I mean, having another 2008, 2009, for him, it didn't hurt him that much because he didn't have a lot of money back in 2009. Now he's got a nice portfolio, and you know, losing 30-40% of it overnight or over a couple months like we did in 2008, That hurts.
It does, and it can happen again. You just don't know when, so you got to be prepared for that sort of thing. Losing less is the key. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We got a couple more folks we're going to talk to here in just a little bit. Some room on the phones for you, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Taking your calls, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. If you've got a money question, we're here to answer those questions for you, talk to you about strategy. We have more strategy coming up this hour, talking about Roth conversion in just a few moments. I want to go back for just a second, though, Professor Plum. We were talking with Irvin in Sterling, Virginia. He wanted to know if he was on the right track to retirement. Now, he happened to time it pretty well. When he got into the market, I think he put about $180,000 or so.
$100,000.
Was it $100,000?
That's what I heard.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I...
In February of 2009, he was just a little bit early.
So he had a little tiny downturn for about a month, and then dropped the money, 100, whatever it is. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I thought it was $180,000. But okay, so he put the money in. I guess he put it in all at once.
Sounded
like it.
He didn't
really dollar cost average in, and he kind of wrote it up. Now, he's also was able to save, this is quite a bit, on average about $44,000 a year.
Out of a total income of 150.
Yeah, so we're talking, you know, the $4,000 or whatever it is, $3,500 a month, I don't know what it is. He's able to live fairly cheaply, which means that perhaps in retirement he may be able to live fairly
cheaply. But part
cheaply.
Of the ability to do that is the fact that he said he didn't have a house payment either.
Yes, of course.
He doesn't have any debt.
Of
and
course.
So without any debt, I could save more too.
That's right. You take away all my debts, I'd have quite a bit left over. I might wind up spending it. I don't know. But in theory, I'd have a whole lot more left over. So what you did for him was you did a little projection going forward for the next, 20 years, I guess.
He said he was going to continue to work for 20, 25 years. I went 20.
20, and assuming that he still puts the same amount in. Now,
he may actually be able to add more.
He may be able to add more if you get raises or whatever, certain things happen, I don't know. But we're going to stick with the $44,000. It's a lot of money to put in every year. You said that he'd wind up in 20 years at just a 5% rate of return.
Now, these are the up-in-the-air variables we have to consider. What is he actually going to earn? He's been earning 8, 9% or so. I backed it down and said, let's say you got a more conservative or things didn't work out as well over the next 20 years and you only earn 5%. Not a guaranteed rate of return, but not a pie in the sky necessarily rate of return either.
I think it's closer to perhaps what reality would be than, you know, maybe 9% going forward.
Well, moderate versus aggressive. I mean, 20 years.
Hey, be conservative. That's all right.
He'd have about $3.5 million in the portfolio at that time, and just using a 4% rule, if you have $3 million, 4%, $120,000 a year, that's $10,000 a month. But that doesn't spend like $10,000 a month today.
No, you've got to consider what it's going to spend like in 20 years. But here's the key that we're going to take away from this whole thing, Professor Plum. When you've got that projection going forward, and you know, at least you're making the assumption that you can still throw in $40,000 a year, $45,000 mm-hmm. grand a year, something like that, the key becomes don't lose any money. There's a temptation among some people, I think, to think, well, let's just hit it.
Maybe not don't lose any money.
No.
But let's not go through a downturn like we saw. Yes, we can recover from it. But it's also emotionally draining to see. I mean, it's one thing to see $100,000 turn into $60,000. That's a problem when you're 38 years old. It's another thing when you're 60 years old to see $1 million turn into $600,000. That's a big difference. Especially the closer you are to that retirement date, the more money you have, the less you want to see it go down in value. So as you get closer to that retirement. Now, he is 20 years out. So whether he pulls the aggressiveness back now or he waits a little longer, that's up to him. But I would consider doing some things with that portfolio to broaden out the diversification, go towards more balanced-oriented investments, at least for maybe a quarter of it, go towards some alternatives, you know, that act differently than the stock market, bond market. And even they do have volatility. I'm not saying that alternatives don't go up and down in value, but they tend to do it differently than the rest of the portfolio. So it has a moderating effect on the overall swings of the portfolio, but the long-term rate of return are similar from the different types of investments that we're talking about, other than the balanced portfolio being a little less.
Yeah, I see it in a little bit in terms, if you want to put it in sporting terms, you have a basketball team that's up a lot, maybe you pull a couple of your starters, you know? You back off on the aggressiveness, and you try to just not lose the lead. You know what I mean?
You don't necessarily have to go for home run after home run after home run, because you've got the lead, you've got a great start going. What you don't want is to give up home run after home run to somebody else, meaning you're losing ground.
That's it.
I actually don't like the analysis too much, because it then reminds me of football and a
prevent defense.
The prevent defense.
No, that's not what this is.
Preventing you from winning.
No, that's not what this is. I'm talking from an offensive standpoint. You're not going to go up, and you're not going to go.
You're not swinging for the fence
No, you're not shooting threes every single time down the court. That may have been what got you there. But that's not something that you need to necessarily do every time.
Now you just want to make sure you don't strike out. You don't want to, you know, every time you get up to bat, sit down, and not make any more progress. You know, in this case, singles and doubles are better, and maybe not be better, but are going to help out tremendously. You don't need to be swinging. You don't need to take the risk. You know, those guys that swing for the fences, they have pretty good strikeout percentages too.
Yeah.
And we don't want to strike out. He's already done a good job. He's already built what a heck of a portfolio.
Now, one thing about this is, and it's true, right now he does have 20 years. He doesn't need to necessarily, as you said, back it off right now. But he's going to have to start thinking about this over the next 5, 6, 7 years as he gets closer to, say, his retirement goals of, we'll call it 20 years, just to be safe.
But your philosophy on money changes, too. When you have a small amount of money, like I was talking about, you know, if you're brand new starting off and you've got $10,000 in the market and it goes down to six, you know, that's not the end of the world, because you've got a long time horizon,
right,
which is fine. And the majority of your portfolio is going to be made up of new contributions that are coming in the future years. But once you have a portfolio, you don't want to see it go down like, you know, the big declines. Yes, Irvin is still going to add a lot of money, you know, 800 plus that more. He's expecting to add more to the portfolio over the next 20 years than he currently has. But that doesn't mean he wants to see a large chunk of his current assets drop in value dramatically. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Well, it will happen. I don't know when. You know, and so we just have to protect against those downturns.
Yeah, now, so would your advice be different for somebody who couldn't put in 44 grand a year, maybe somebody who could only put 4 grand a year?
Oh, very much so.
What would you consider this to be?
I would definitely pull the aggressiveness back on, especially if somebody was 60 years old and they're getting ready to retire in 5 years. Or they said, you know what, I just lost my job and I've got another one, but I'll never get that high-paying job again. So I'm not going to be able to save. I don't think that I'll be able to save $44,000 a year going forward. I may be able to do my IRA every year. And now that $600,000 is the majority of what he's going to have for the rest of his life. And so I would definitely say, yes, you need to pare back on some of the aggressiveness at that point, even though it's kind of counterintuitive, because that person needs it to grow more than Irvin did.
Yes, and that's where some of the emotional part of the investing takes over, when you don't have an actual strategy or plan, because it would be, hey, I'm playing from behind now. I got to swing for the fences, going back to the baseball analogy.
Right, but you go back to the – if you've got nothing to lose, you're down by 20 runs, hey, swinging for the fence is fine. You know, because Freddie – so what? You lose. You're already losing. But if you've got a lead, if you're there, and you don't have the ability, you know.
No, your starters are now injured.
Yeah. Your bullpen is horrible.
Exactly. And so you got people who aren't home run hitters. You've got them up there. Don't tell them to swing for the fences.
It's a different attitude. And it all depends on what you're trying to accomplish with your money at your stage of life.
877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We're going to take some more of your calls when we come back. We've also got some things to say on Roth conversions, more strategy to talk to you about. We'll get to Phil and others on hold. We'll get your name up there in just a couple of moments. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
YouTube. to America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
We're talking money with you, 877-PLANNER. You talk with us. Give us a call. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Once again, here talking to you about bucket strategy investing. We'll get into all the topics that we had scheduled today. Of course, Roth conversions being one of them. But we do take your calls first, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Still have a couple of lines open. We will get to Chris, Dennis, Donald, Roger, and Tony also, who's calling from Connecticut. We'll get to him in a little while. But Phil, also in Connecticut, New London, is next. Hello, Phil.
Hi, how are you, Brain Trust? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, thanks. How can we help you today?
Well, I have five buckets, and I've done it as simply as I can, and you guys will probably critique the hell out of it. But bucket one, I have 450, and bucket two and three, I also have 450 in each one. Bucket four is a real estate bucket with 300 in it, and then bucket five is a $600,000 bucket, and that's strictly stocks. And what I do is I let the fifth bucket, the stocks, with the dividends and everything, just keep riding. I don't do anything with it.
I like that.
Buckets two and three and four, to the extent that I can, every 6 months or so, I trickle down income from those three buckets, and I divert them into bucket one. Bucket two is strictly a high-yield bond fund. Bucket three is a balanced fund. And my big question is, how can I get more return from bucket one? Because I've been doing this now for about 4 years, since I used to listen to Ray Lucia, and I keep putting money into bucket one from buckets two, three, and four, and bucket one keeps staying pretty good. So I keep extending the life of bucket one.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're supposed to be doing.
But it's not getting much of a return sitting in bucket one. Do you have any ideas about how I can improve my return in bucket one?
Well, how much money are you pulling out of bucket number one on an annual basis?
About $35,000.
Okay, so $35,000. And I don't know that I would keep $300,000 or $450,000 in bucket number one. If I only needed $35,000 and it was being supplemented by the real estate to some degree, I would reinvest the balance portfolio, because that helps me out on the reinvested side. The high yield side, I'd expand that a little bit, but I'd reinvest that. And I would probably limit the bucket number one to probably, you know, half of what you've got in there. And by doing that, you're putting more into the other buckets, which are going to earn more money. And so that's one of the ways to earn more money on bucket number one. The way to do it is to limit the amount of money you have in bucket number one and just leave it. And if it draws down over the next 7 to 8 years, 9 years, that's when you then take chunks of the balanced portfolio. Or when the market is up high on something, yeah, and you have a profit, a better than expected profit, then you refill bucket number one. But the biggest, easiest way to get a better rate of return out of bucket number one is have less money in it. Because by design, bucket number one is not going to earn a tremendous amount of money. By design, it is highly liquid. It is very low volatility or very safe. Those two things combined say you're not going to earn very much. And so you would, you know, ladder out maybe CDs, fixed annuities, something of that nature, where you're going to get maybe 2%, 2 to 3% overall on that portfolio. But as I mentioned, the best way to earn a better rate of return on that money is to not have it allocated to bucket number one.
Okay, and then you said something about for the high yield portion, extend that out a little bit.
Well, expand the bond portfolio, and I would potentially use something other than just one high yield fund. Maybe even a strategic fund that has a little bit of the different smattering of high yield, of fixed rate, of corporates and things, just to get myself a little bit more diversification going forward. But that probably would reduce the overall return, but I want that reinvesting too. There is some volatility in those areas, and I like the reinvestment in there, and I like selling things in those areas, whether it be bucket number two in your case, what you call the high yield fund, or three, the balanced portfolio. I like selling those when I'm ahead of where I expect to be. You've got 450 in there, and at the end of a year, you expect to have a 5 or 6% rate of return, 7%, whatever you've put on your assumption on there. So you know where you should be a year from now. If you're way up there, let's say you expect to be at $500,000. That's not true math. I'm just making it up. And it's at 530. Well, sell off the 30 and spend that next year. If it's at 480, don't sell it. But then keep track of where you should be going forward. And when you have better than expected returns, value average out. And live off the cash that's in bucket number one. I do like supplementing it with the real estate income because it's hard to reinvest into the real estate. There's a certain difficulty in that. But the other ones reinvest very nicely. So I think that your best option would be even maybe reduce bucket number one.
Okay, so you're not that concerned about me running out of money in bucket one then, really?
Well, if you only need $30,000 a year and some of that's coming from the real estate, from your portfolio, you know, so maybe you're taking $20,000 a year out of bucket number one and you've got $450,000 there.
It'll last a long time.
That's going to last a really long time. That's what, five times? That's 22 and a half, or, you know, it's a long time.
Okay. Thank you very much. And by the way, I'm talking buckets here. 4 years ago, when I first started listening to you guys with Ray Lucia, I thought a bucket was what you use to wash your car with.
It still is. This is just a better bucket.
Okay.
If you have a big enough bucket number one now, you can pay somebody to wash your car.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you for the call, Phil. I appreciate that. It's the bucket one question. Now, for some reason, I thought he had $350,000 in one, but it doesn't matter. He's got.
Okay, 350. I wrote down 450.
Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. Even if it is only 350, whatever. He's taken 20,000 out or 25, whatever the number
is. Some number.
Something like that. It's going to last at least 10 years or 12 years, even if he earns absolutely nothing on it.
Right. I mean, if he's taking the full 30, 35 out of it at 350, mm-hmm. that's 10 years.
Yeah.
And so, given that, and by its very definition, bucket number one is a safer, meaning that it's either FDIC insured or very low on the volatility scale.
Liquid.
And it's liquid. Those two characteristics equate to not a whole lot of return.
Nothing. Certainly not now. And even way back when you could get 4 or 5% in a bucket one safely, you know, interest rates
relative.
Were all relative. So it doesn't matter.
But that's what this bucket is for. It's designed to protect against downturns. It's designed to make sure that if I want $30,000 a year, I can have $30,000 a year for the next 10 years or more. In his case, it'd be more. And so with bucket number one, I'm more concerned with losing money than I am with making money. Now, switch to the other end of the spectrum, bucket number three, four, five, whatever you want to call it, the long-term growth bucket. I have built-in time horizons, and that one I am not concerned with the volatility so much as I am I want to keep pace with and beat inflation. And I also want to keep pace with and beat the amount of distribution I'm taking from the first bucket. So that's where I'm looking for a better rate of return. I don't need it to be liquid. I don't need it to be super safe. It's got time, and I'm going to reinvest the dividends so that we can take advantage of some dollar cost averaging. So different strokes for different folks, different characteristics for different time horizons of money. And it's very important because the worst thing to do is to need money and sell it from a volatile portfolio.
Yeah, now somebody might look at this and say, well, he's never going to have that problem because he's got, you know, he's got 15 years, call it, or whatever it's going to be out of bucket number one. The problem with having too much, and I don't think it's a big problem, but if you want to look at it as a problem, Professor Plum, is that some of that money could probably be put elsewhere and get a little bit higher rate of return. You're missing out a little bit.
Yeah, some people say, well, I was talking to somebody the other day that we were talking about planning, and they said, well, why don't we just take all our money and put it in the mattress? That's where I'm comfortable. Can't lose a dime. I'll just pull money. But they didn't have enough money to be able to live off of no interest. They needed some growth. They needed some rate of return. So taking too much and putting it over there can stifle the long-term overall goals of your the portfolio. Now, with Phil, I think he's got enough money that he could be more conservative. But in talking to him, I think he also wants to earn more money, so he's going more for the aggressive side. But it's all a matter of balancing out your goals with what you already have. Unfortunately, the people I was talking to last week, she really wanted to put it all in the mattress, but they only had about 10 years worth of money, and they're only 58 years old. that doesn't work so well.
No, you have a little bit different circumstance there, too.
If you're the old story of Groucho Marx, somebody was trying to tell him, you can't earn enough. He was all in CDs, so the story goes. Saying, hey, you can't earn enough in CDs. And his response was, you can if you have enough of them. And so it's all about you, your portfolio, your needs, and understanding what it takes to get to where you want to go. If you've got $10 million and you need $10,000 a year, you can be all CDs. Lots of different banks.
Of course. But
if you've got a goal, 6-8 months ago, somebody called us, they had $350,000, they wanted $40,000 a year from that portfolio.
That's a little expensive.
If you're 90, I'm not as worried, but they weren't 90, they were 60.
Well, see, now this goes back, your example goes back to our other caller earlier, who, if you got $10 million and your goals are pretty much set, hey, you know what? Don't be aggressive. That would be my, that
you
might be my
advice.
You don't
need to be aggressive. Now, some people, and I think Phil falls into that category, he would want to be a little more aggressive, at least on some of the money, because watching it earn nothing kind of stinks too.
Well, it does, although, he set it up bucket number one exactly that way, and some people are there. If you're at your goal or you've met your goal, maybe you don't care. Okay, 877-PLANNER, we'll talk more about this. We still have to talk Roth conversions. Take some of your emails. If you want to email us, go to our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scotts.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust, we've got lines open all of a sudden right now, 877-752-6637. And there's another hour, if you happen to be catching this program in many cities, there's another hour just ahead right here. So if you can't get enough of us now, you certainly won't be able to get enough of us with another hour. But we'll do our best. 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. WealthEd.com. We will get to those Roth conversion strategies coming up. But I wanted to get to this particular email. Now, there wasn't a name on this, and this came in on Friday, and I wasn't able to check the name, but I've still got a couple of leftover questions on this. So, Professor Plum, I'm going to throw these out to you. I think they're all kind of related, but whoever this person is, let's just do this, all right? First question was this. My brother gave me $200,000 to pay off my house.
Nice brother.
Yeah. Do I need to tell the IRS since it's more than $14,000? This goes back to our gifting question.
No, you don't need to do anything. Now, whether your brother needs to tell them anything or not depends on whether he's a foreign individual or he's a U.S. citizen, whether he's over $5 million in net worth and some other issues. But no, you can just say thank you very much. You don't need to report it to anybody. It will have already been reported by the banking system, and so the legitimacy of the funds would have already been checked. But once it's in your account, you don't have to do anything with it. It's yours. Pay it off.
There you go. All right, so that's the first question. Now, the follow-up here, after I retire, I'm thinking of moving to Dubai and working there. I think we all get that urge once in a while. You know,
I've never been to Dubai. I heard it's pretty interesting.
I haven't either. I heard it's kind of expensive. Anyway, thinking of moving to Dubai and working there. What do I need to know about filing taxes on that income as I'm a U.S. citizen? Now, there's one more question on this, but as far as filing taxes...
Well, the idea with if you're working outside the U.S., if you're living and working outside the U.S., and you meet certain time horizons, meaning you're basically outside the U.S. for 11 out of a 12-month period of time, you can exclude the foreign income that you're earning up to, I think it's about $100,000, $105,000 this year. It doesn't show up on your U.S. federal tax return. Now, as a U.S. citizen, you are obligated to pay taxes generally on all your worldwide earnings. But there are some exceptions, this being one of them. Foreign income earned from a foreign company while you are living overseas, and as long as you meet the requirements for time away from the U.S., you can exclude that income from the U.S. income tax return. So it's just another form you get to file, but it'll save you a lot on the U.S. taxes side. I have no idea what Dubai charges for taxes, but that's up to them and you if you live there. But the U.S. will not tax the first, call it $100,000 of income that you earn from a foreign source living overseas, as long as you live outside the U.S. for a long enough period of time.
Yeah, and even if you're not, if you pay taxes overseas, don't those offset certain U.S. taxes?
There are foreign tax credits, but the fact that he's going to be paying taxes, I don't think he can use the taxes on that 95 to offset other income here in the
U.S. No, I would assume not, but at least you have that. The third question, if I do move to Dubai, it may be for only a year or two. What do I do about my Social Security checks? Will they send them to me there?
They won't send them to you there in Dubai, but they will send them to a U.S. bank account. And so you're receiving your Social Security checks now. You're receiving them on an automatic deposit to a U.S. bank. If you're going to go overseas and you don't plan on staying there forever, you're going to be there for a year or two, you're not going to give up your U.S. bank here. You're probably going to keep something here. So just let them keep paying it here and then deal with the U.S. bank. You know, use an ATM, use a debit card or whatever to get the money, or have the U.S. bank send the money over to the foreign bank if you set up a foreign bank, but use a multinational bank, use a bank that has international partners. Just have a U.S. bank account. You'll be fine. Now, luckily, you're not moving to one of the countries where if they know you're there, they're just going to flat stop paying your Social Security check.
Yeah, aren't there, there's a list of countries. Are there certain levels of countries?
There are different levels.
Where they won't send you, if you're living there or for whatever reason, there's some that are like blacklisted completely.
Right. Yeah, North Korea, Syria, things. I think Cuba's still on that list. But there are a handful of countries where they'll actually send the check, mail it, if they're still mailing that check, to you in that foreign country. But most of the time, it's automatic deposit. And a lot of times, if you're in one of the countries that don't make the A list, but also doesn't make the bad list, they'll just stop paying it. The benefit will just accumulate here until you come back. Some benefits don't, it's all about what country. In Dubai, I believe that it's not one of the terrorist, horrible countries that they're not going to send anything to. But the simple issue is just keep a U.S. bank. You're going to keep that U.S. bank anyway.
So you might as well do it. Yeah. All right, 877-PLANNER. Once again, we got a little bit of room on the phones, and we don't have time to take a call before the top of the hour. If you're on hold, we will get to the calls in another hour. This question came up, and we didn't really get into the Roth conversion and all that stuff, but a question that had to do with, when should I consider doing a Roth 401k versus a regular 401k?
When you're income today, your income tax bracket today is lower than it will be projected in the future, or specifically when the money is coming out of the Roth or the IRA. If you're in a low tax bracket today, or even if you're in a moderate tax bracket today, but you're going to be in a higher bracket when you retire, then doing the Roth makes a lot of sense. If you're in a higher bracket today than you're expecting to be in retirement, it doesn't make a lot of sense. When does it make sense? If you've already built up a very large tax-deferred retirement account, and you have pensions, and you'll have Social Security, then you're probably going to be in a higher bracket later on, and it might be nice to build up some tax-free money. The Roth makes some sense there. But a lot of times, we don't know what the bracket's going to be in retirement. We haven't gotten the huge head start. We've got a decent portfolio, but maybe not outrageously large. And by doing the deductible 401k, it saves us enough in taxes today to fund a Roth IRA, so I can do both, potentially. I mean, if I'm doing $18,000, which is the max for people under the age of 50, into a 401k, and I'm in, a state that pays income taxes, maybe my combined rate is 33%, that saves me $6,000 in income taxes. My limit at that level, at that age, is $5,500 for a Roth IRA. So that saves me enough money. I'm basically using the tax savings for putting it into this account over here to put a bunch of money over here, build up the Roth IRA at that point. I think it makes a lot of sense doing things like that.
Yeah, so in other words, the money you would have just thrown away by writing a check to the government, you actually get to use for yourself and build up your Roth that way.
So now I have $18,000 in the 401k working for me, $6,000 in the Roth IRA, $24,000 working for me. And as long as the tax bracket in retirement isn't outrageously higher than it is for me today, I'll still make out.
That's right. All right, 877-PLANNER. Once again, if you need the brain trust, we've got another hour coming up. This hour is finished. We will talk, if we can, about some of those Roth conversion strategies next hour as well. If you need the brain trust off the air, you want to talk to Professor Rick Blum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, they can all help you out. They all know this stuff. Anything that you've heard on our show, you can give them a call at the off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. Stick around. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.